Amen. That's what's so exciting about serving Jesus and serving the, we're serving the living God. He's not dead. He's surely alive. He's living on your inside. He's roaring like a lion. Hallelujah. Praise God. Is he roaring like a lion in your life today? Come on. Is he roaring like a lion in your life today? That's what he wants to do. He wants to roar like a lion. When a lion roars, the enemy has to scatter. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You know, I was reflecting on today and looking at what to speak in. Of course, it's Resurrection Sunday, but the Lord reminded me of the hill of Golgotha. There was three crosses. And on those three crosses, there was three people that died. Today, we celebrate the resurrection of our Lord and Savior. He arose from the dead. There was a thief on the cross that Jesus said his sins were forgiven. Today he would be with them in paradise. That's the second resurrection that we'll witness in 1 Corinthians 15:52, when the trumpet shall sound and the dead in Christ shall be raised, and those that are alive shall be caught up in the air to meet the Lord in the air. But there was a third cross for an unbeliever, and he will be resurrected also. And if you look at it in Revelation 20:13, it's the great white throne judgment. So there's three resurrections, the one that we've witnessed with Jesus, the one that you and I will witness when the trumpet sounds as believers in Christ, and the one at the white throne for the unbeliever. And all three were represented on crosses there on Golgotha. Amen. You know, it's kind of interesting. It's kind of interesting when you look at that word resurrection. It comes from the Greek word anastasis. It's A-N-A-S-T-A-S-I-S, anastasis. And anastasis means to stand up again. Webster says it's to revitalize or to revive something, is to resurrect. And so today, with that thought in mind, the resurrection, I want to speak to you out of John 11, 25 and 26, or familiar scriptures. It's probably my favorite scriptures in the Bible. I probably say that every week because they're all my favorite. But this speaks of Jesus prophesying of who he was and what he was going to do. Amen? Amen? And as he began to speak, listen, he says in John 11, 25, he said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believes in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever lives and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? So today, that's what I want to speak to you this morning about. The title is, I am the resurrection. And there's three things I want to share. The resurrection was to reverse, to revive, and to revolve. To reverse, to revive, and to revolve. If you have your Bible, and if you don't, you just lift up your hand and say you do, and we're going to make a declaration here in the house today. And can you repeat with me after me and say, I believe. This is the written word of God. God wrote this word to me. I am what God's word says I am. I can have everything God says I can have. I can be who God says I can be. Today, I will hear God's word and my life will be changed. It's never going to be the same. Thank you, Jesus, for speaking to me. My ears are open. My heart is attentive. Thank you, Jesus, for choosing me. In Jesus' name, amen. Father, we're so grateful, Father God. We're so grateful for the love that placed you on the cross. And while you were on the cross, we were on your mind. So Lord, I thank you, Father God, for the words that are going to be spoken today will bring life to every hearer in the room. You did not come to condemn the world, but you came that through you the world might be saved. So, Father God, we thank you for your love, your mercy, and your grace. And we thank you for everything that you're going to do in this place. and will never cease to give you all glory and praise in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Amen. You know that for the church, this is the most exciting day in the calendar, in the year's calendar. Amen. It's the day that death was defeated. Amen. I know that we have loved ones and family members that have died, but the Bible says to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. They're already with the Lord. Amen. The only thing's missing is their body. And when the trumpet sounds, that body's going to be raised to meet their spirit in the air. Hallelujah. But the first thing he came to do is to reverse. And when I thought about reverse, go back to Numbers chapter 23. Numbers 23. And this is the account of Balak and Balaam. And Balak wanted to curse the children of Israel. The children of Israel were blessed because of the covenant of Abraham. The blessings of Abraham and Isaac and Jacob was on the children of Israel. And the Balak got Balaam to come to curse the children of Israel. And the Word of God says in Numbers 23:19, the Word of God says, God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Hath he said, and shall he not do it? Or have he spoken, and shall he not make it good? Behold, I have received commandment to bless, and he have blessed, and I cannot reverse it. Amen? And what the Lord wants to speak about in this point is Christ Jesus reversed the curse. He reversed the curse. Look with me in Galatians chapter 3. Verse number 13. The Word of God says this. Christ have redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree. It doesn't stop there. 14, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles, which is you and I, through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through him. Look at the one next to you and said, Jesus reversed the curse. He reversed the curse of death. Death has been defeated in Jesus' name. Amen. So when we look at this, in 1 Peter chapter 3, verse number 18, the Word of God says this, for Christ also have once suffered for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but quickened by the Spirit. In other words, for Christ suffered for our sins. You know, the Word of God says the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. So as we look at this, he said that, but he was quickened by the Spirit. That word quickened comes from a Greek word. It's pronounced zoopoio. Zoopoio. It's spelled Z-O-O-P-O-I-E-O. Zoopoio. And zoopoio means to make alive or to revive. In other words, I was dead in my sins, but Christ made me alive through faith, by his grace, by his mercy, by his love, wherewith he loved you and I. Amen. Jesus saw the beginning to the end. He was the Father that was made flesh, and he saw what needed to be done. He was following his Father's desire. Amen. As he went to the cross for you and I. But what's so good about that, but that he was quickened. That he was made alive. I mean, we don't serve a dead God. Every God of every other world, every little g, is dead gods. There's only one living God. It's Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hey, I don't know about you, but I'm excited that I serve a God that's alive. Amen. And since he's alive, I can be alive too. Yeah. Amen. We don't have to be a bunch of deadbeats serving the Lord. It's a joy to serve the Lord. It's fun to serve the Lord. Don't believe all the lies of this world. It's not a hard thing to serve God. Amen. It's a hard thing to serve the adversary and go through all the turmoil you have to go through in the world. Amen. But see, he said not only to reverse the curse, but to revive us, to make us alive. Look with me in Ephesians chapter 2. Verse number 1. And you have he quickened. Now wait, let's understand something here. That the Apostle Paul isn't speaking to the world. This letter is written to the church in Ephesus. Okay, so he's speaking to this body that's here. He's speaking, if you're a believer, he's speaking to you. If you're not a believer, God's speaking to you too, because he wants you to become one. Hallelujah. He says this, he says, and you have he quickened, zoopoie, made alive, who were dead in trespasses and sins, where in time past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation and times past in the lust of the flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, have quickened us together in Christ Jesus. By grace you are saved. In other words, he is saying, by the unmerited favor of God, we are saved. For by grace you're saved by faith, that not of yourselves. It's a gift of God, not of works, lest we should boast. In other words, it's something that's not earned. It's something that's not deserved. It's something that's given to us freely. Amen. Amen. Look with me in John chapter 5. We'll look at the words of Jesus. John chapter 5, verse 21. What are we doing? We're speaking about, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And he that liveth and believeth in me shall never die. All right, we're talking about Zoe life, we're talking about abundance of life, we're talking about being revived now, not waiting till the trumpet sounds, but we're being revived, we're alive in Christ Jesus today, amen? Jesus said this in John 5:21. He said, for as the Father raiseth up the dead and quickeneth them, zoopoio, or makes them alive, even so the Son quickeneth, or makes alive, whom he will. Amen. In other words, we're made alive in Christ Jesus. Jesus would say in John 6:63, it is the spirit that quickeneth or makes alive. The flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. In other words, the words that Jesus is speaking, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. In other words, God wants us to have revelation and understanding, one, that the curse has been reversed. Amen. We're no under the bondage of this world. God wants you to understand that he gave you the Spirit to quicken you, to make you alive in Christ Jesus. Amen. We're not a dead church. Amen. We're alive and well. Amen. We're alive and well. Amen. And if you're not agreeing, you're not alive and well. So it's important for you to come into agreement, because as we come into agreement, it manifests itself. Amen. There's nothing wrong with saying amen. There's nothing wrong with saying so be it. There's nothing wrong with when you say amen or hallelujah, what you're saying is I'm coming in agreement with the word that was spoken. And as we come in agreement with the word, then it becomes. It can't become what it isn't agreed on. Hallelujah. In other words, we have to agree on it to get it to manifest itself. And God wants us to be alive and well. God wants us to be alive and well. He's done everything he needed to do to make us alive and well. In other words, it's important for you and I to enter into what he's already done for us. Amen. Praise God. So he reversed the curse to reverse. I am the resurrection and life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. So he's reversed the curse of death. He gave us the Spirit of God to revive us. I'm the resurrection and the life. Life, Zoe life. I'm the resurrection and the life. He came to give us life in the abundance thereof. To revive us. But he also, it's to revolve. What revolve means is this. To revolve means to look at a different angle. In other words, God wants us to turn around and look from a different angle and a different perspective. In the world, we saw it like this, but in Christ, we see it like this. We don't see things the way we used to see them. The Bible says, listen to me, the Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14, it says the natural man doesn't understand the things of God, they're foolishness to them. Neither can he know them because they're spiritually discerned. But then he goes on to say, but you can discern them and you can know them because you have the mind of Christ, because the Spirit of God is inside of you. If you're a child of God, the Spirit of God is inside of you. And what God wants to do, he wants to quicken that spirit. He wants to stir that spirit up. He wants to get that spirit back alive and active. You know, that spirit can just lay in there and be dormant if it's not manifested, okay? So what he is saying to you and I, hey, we just need to look at it from a different angle. Anybody with me? Ephesians chapter 1. I hope I'm not going over your head. Everybody with me? Amen. So as we're looking at this with a different angle, so in other words, I'm looking at it through the eyes of Christ. I'm looking at it through the eyes of God, because the same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells in you and I as children of God. So we see things differently. In other words, we look at it from a different angle than we did before Christ, okay? In other words, he says in Ephesians 1:17 that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of him, that your eyes, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling and what is the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward, who believe according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him on his own right hand in the heavenly places. In other words, as a church of God, we're seeing this differently. We're not looking at it the same way. You know, the Word of God says in 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse number 17. The Word of God says this. He says, the Lord is that Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. It's liberty. For who the Son has made free is free indeed. Is anybody with me?
Amen.
Amen. I don't know about you, but this is exciting to me. This is exciting to me. God's word is exciting. God, revelation of God's word is exciting. And most of the time when I'm bowed down and broken and hurt and stuck, it's because I don't have revelation. I don't have clear vision of what God has already completed for me. And if I don't have clear vision of what God has completed for me, I still live in bondage. I still live in pain. I still live in suffering. But who the Son has made free is free indeed. For where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. But he says, but we all with open face, beholding as in a glass, the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. And in other words, we're not looking at it the same way we used to look at it. We're seeing it entirely different. Amen. Amen. I'm sure glad I'm not one of your favorite athletes, because if I'd made a move, everybody go, ah! Thought it was Michael Jordan up here dunking or something. What God wants you to understand and have revelation on this resurrection day, that he resurrected so you and I can live a resurrected life. Hallelujah. Amen. Yeah. Amen. And the more we get to know and the more we get to understand, the more freedom and liberty we have. God doesn't come to confuse the word. He doesn't want to confuse anyone. God does things decently. He does it in order. He's come to be a blessing for you and I. I was reminded, I was thinking about something. I was saying, you know, I think about some of the trials and tribulations that we go through in life and some of the storms of life that we go through as children of God. And I know we go for all different things. I'm not minimizing anybody's storm. Don't get me wrong. But I'm looking at a man that was full of the Holy Ghost and what took place when he was persecuted, when he came in the storm. Turn with me to Acts chapter 7. I don't think there's any greater storm than getting stoned. I'm not talking about getting high on reefer or anything. I'm saying getting stoned by rocks thrown at you and getting stoned to death. All right? Stephen was about to get high, okay? He was about to get high, but not in the way that we look at it. Amen? In Acts chapter 7, verse 55, it says this, but he, speaking of Stephen, being full of the Holy Ghost, looked steadfastly into heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus sitting on the right hand of God, and said, behold, I see the heavens opened and the Son of Man standing on the right hand of God. And then they stoned this man. Okay? And what gets me is in verse number 60. Here's them throwing rocks at him. He's about ready to die. He's about ready to give up his last breath. But he saw heaven open up and he saw the glory of God. And in verse 60 it says, and he kneeled down and cried with a loud voice, Lord, lay not this sin to their charge. And when he had said that, he fell asleep. Yep. Come on now. You're talking about being so filled with the love of God that when he was attacked, that rocks were being thrown at him. In other words, he didn't say, get him, Lord. He didn't say, sick him, Lord. He said, Father, forgive him. Forgive him. Amen. See, he had sold it. He had revolved. He had revolved to a place where he saw it differently. Yep. In other words, God wants you and I, as his children, to see things differently. We're not to look at things as the world sees things. Because if we see it the same way that the world sees it, well, what difference is there? What did he accomplish? When he said it was finished, it was done, it was complete. And I think what the Lord is saying to you, Jesus said this in closing. Quick message. Everybody said amen. I thought I'd get some hallelujahs there. Hallelujah. Jesus said this. He said, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. But then he said, believeth thou this. So in closing, what God is saying to you and I today is, hey, God sent his son to reverse the curse, to give you life and the abundance thereof, and through him that you may see things a little differently. To revolve, which calls for a resolve. You know what resolve means is to make a decision. You know, the Bible says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Amen. He says that all he's doing is he's seeking each and every one of us. Bow your heads and let us pray.